Hey friends, it's been a while. I actually have a house to myself for more than an hour. My family is away, and I am asserting my right to pleasure, self-pleasure. Pleasure in general. It's hot as balls here. It's like in the upper 90s today. And I got home from work and it was so good to walk into air conditioning. And I didn't waste any time actually. I came right upstairs to my bedroom. And I took out some toys and I took everything off that I was wearing. Just everything. And I got some lube and I laid down. And inserted my new dildo. That is just, it's big, but I think I'm discovering that maybe I'm a size queen, because as big as it is, like, my body's like, yeah, we could handle more. So, yeah. And I went for a ride with my dildo and found an audio actually that turned me on a lot. Australian guy who is checking on his friend after she gave a wild party at her house, and she's like passed out, but he fucks her anyway, even though she's sort of, he can't even hear if she objects because her face is in the pillow. And yeah, this is where I tell you that actually the way that I found my way to the side of Reddit was from looking at the consensual non-consent group. At first, it was a slippery slope, but at first, that's the only group I looked at. And I would like use my regular Reddit account and I'd like type in the name of the subreddit and I'd look at it and get so fucking turned on. And then I would back on out of it and erase it from my search history and cover my tracks. Yeah, so that hardly seems like me. But yeah, I've been turned on by CNC for a very, very long time. I truly can't remember what brought it on, but I don't know if I've mentioned it in an audio, but I was introduced to pornography pretty early on. When I found copies of my brother's Penthouse magazines in his bedroom, and I started stealing them on a regular basis and studying them like they were textbooks. And yeah, there were the photos, of course, and I looked at those, and actually I think that was my first sense that women could have sex with each other was from seeing like pictorials in Penthouse. Anyway, but the letters, right? I'm such a reader. As you know, I'm a librarian. And by the way, if you want to know what I'm doing right now, I have that dildo right back in my wet cunt, and I'm pumping it while I tell you this story. So, yeah, so I may get a little sidetracked. But yeah, so the way that I learned about sex was reading about it. And there were words in those letters that I did not understand. I had to pick it up from the context. So it was very, very educational, which is why it was so frustrating that it took as long as it did for my sex life to actually start. Because as soon as I understood what was going on in those letters, I was like, yeah, I need to get me some of this whenever I can. You know, obviously, I wasn't going to do it when I was really young, but it just planted the seed in my mind that there are so many different ways to fuck and to be fucked and to lick and suck bodies, every part of bodies. Yeah. So I was telling someone that I was looking forward to this alone time, and he suggested that I should have someone over. And I'm like, you know, as fun as that sounds, I really crave alone time. And not just for what I'm doing now, just for serenity purposes. I need a certain amount of time alone. I'm like either an introverted extrovert or an extroverted introvert, whatever. The introvert part of me doesn't get enough alone time. But when I'm alone, as I am right now, I really enjoy exploring my body, pleasuring myself, learning new things about my sexual response. And fuck, you know what? After all these years, I still love to fantasize about getting fucked. Yeah. And my fantasies have changed over time. Definitely changed. Ooh. My cock just slipped out of me. It's very slippery down there. Anyway, while I was listening to that audio before, I was pumping my pussy with the dildo, and it was feeling really good, but I just needed a little extra something, and so I took out my clit sucking toy, which I have just switched back on, and the combination of the two things made me yell at the top of my lungs. That is something else that I can't do when there are people in the house. So, fuck yeah. I'm getting myself warmed up again. Let's see if I can get there for you. Oh, fuck. fuck yes. Just imagining you here with me, with your big cock in me, or your big strap-on dildo, if you're a woman and you're fucking me. Oh, fuck yeah. And if you're a woman and you're fucking me, I hope there is some way that your tits can just kind of dangle over my mouth, because I want to suck on them, baby. Yes, I do. Yeah. And if you're a guy, well, maybe. Maybe. Instead of fucking my cunt with your big cock, maybe you want to fuck my mouth while you plunge that dildo in and out of me. Huh? Would you like that? Mm. Oh, yeah, I think I would like that. I think I would enjoy getting throat fucked by you. Fuck yeah. Mm. While you fuck me with my toy. Yes. Oh, and tease my clit with your thumb. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my clit sucking toy has this little tongue, this little fucking tongue that is just going back and forth. And, oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so used to being quiet. No being quiet today. No, I need to be loud for you. I need to be loud for you. Mm. Yeah, fuck yes. Oh my God. I need to rediscover top volume. Oh, yes, I'm losing my words because, oh, fuck. Oh, my plunger dildo slipping out. I need it to get back in. Oh, fuck. My fucking head out a few times. Yes, fuck my cunt so hard. Oh, so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good to feel this fucking thing filling me up. But I wish it was you, baby. I wish it was you. Oh, fuck. So hard, baby. Oh, even if I say no, it's too much. I want you to keep going. I want you to keep going because we have a safe word, don't we? And I haven't said that fucking word yet. No. No, so you need to fuck me harder. Oh, deeper. Oh, yes. fucking whore. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, I just came, but you're not gonna leave it at that, are you, baby? You're gonna force another one from me? You're gonna force me to come again? Yeah. Yeah, I love that too. Yes. Oh, I'm so oversensitive. I don't like it, but. Oh, I don't want you to stop. I do not want you to fucking stop. Oh, I need to come again. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, fuck. Gag me with your cock. I fucking know. Well, that was pretty intense. I'm still teasing my clit. Oh, fuck. That was pretty intense. So, yeah, I just took the dildo out of my pussy and I took it down my throat, if you can hear that. And I did. I made a little noise for you, didn't I? Fuck. I think I'm gonna come again. Shit. All right, my dears. You know what? I think I'm good for now. I think I need to take a breather. Maybe figure out what I'm gonna have for dinner, and then my neighbor's coming over. I'm gonna drink some wine. And then after she leaves, I will undoubtedly be fucking myself again. But maybe not on an audio. See you later. Hope you're staying cool.